Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now at the beginning of the second chapter of Masechet Bava Metzia. Perek is known as Eilu Metziot and focuses almost exclusively on issues of Hashavat Avidah, finding different items in certain circumstances and under what conditions one may keep them and under what conditions one needs to do a Hachraza, publicizing the loss and taking care of it, to what level taking care of it, etc. We will begin now with the first Mishnah, which is paired with the second Mishnah, listing those things or in those circumstances where things that are found are kept by the finder because of a lack of siman, or in second Mishnah, things that do need to be publicized because they do have a siman, or perhaps some other variables. Our sugya today is going to very quickly dovetail in a very, very significant, it's a very significant sugya, one of the famous six machlokot between Abaye and Rava, where we end up ruling like Abaye, Yaal Kagam, and we'll get to it immediately. In the meantime, the Mishnah, Eilu Metziot Shelo Ve'Eilu Chayav L'Hachriz. Which Metziot do you get to keep? Which ones do you have to publicize? Eilu Metziot Shelo, the following you get to keep. Matzah Perot Befuzarin, if you found fruit that was spread out on the ground, Ma'ot Befuzarot, or coins that were spread out on the ground, this of course is in a public area. Krichot Bershut Arabim, you found bales of sheaves of wheat. Iguleid Vela, fig cakes. Hikarot Shel Achtom, baker's loaves. Not a balabayitz, but baker's loaves. Machrozot Shel Dagim, or strings of fish that were strung together. Chatichot Shel Basar, pieces of meat. Gizeit Semer Halakuchin Mim Medinatan, strips of wool that have been brought from wherever they've been imported. Anitzei Fishtan, strips of flax, usanot shalagaman, strips of purple dyed wool, hare elu shilot, divrei Reb Meir, this entire piece is Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda omer, kol sheyesh bo shinui chayav lachriz, anything that is unusual, you do have to be machriz, even in those cases, ketzad, what's the example? Matzah igul v'tocho cheres, let's say you found a fig cake, like Reb Meir said you could keep, but inside of it there's a piece of pottery, or kikarsh, potsherd, kikaru v'tocho ma'ot, you found a loaf, but inside was money, then chayav l'hachriz. Then you do have to publicize it because it's unusual location or it's unusual thing that's inside of it indicates that that there is perhaps a siman there that could be identified. Okay, Shimon Elazar Omer Kol Klei on Puria in chayav l'hachriz. Anything which is manufactured as new merchandise does not need a hachrazah. All right, we're going to focus really on the first part of the Mishnah and really on something that is an undercurrent of the Mishnah during most of the Shiur. Matzah perot mfuzarin v'chama. Let's say spread out. How much is spread out? How much fruit spread out over how much area? Amitzchak kav b'arba amot. If one kav of fruit, regular fruit within four amot. Hechidami, let's see. Iderech nefila, if it's clear that it just fell, afilu tuvanami. All right, then, even if you have a lot more fruit than that, then it should be available. V'ider chinuach, if it was clearly placed there, afilu batzer mehachinami lo. Even if it's less than that, it should not be available to you. So Rav Ukva bar Chama b'michnashta deve dariaskin. We're talking about where the granary has been cleaned out and taken everything out of the granary and the stuff that's left. Kav b'arba amot d'nafish tarchayu. If you have one kav of stuff spread over arba amot, which takes a lot of work to collect it all, a person's not going to bother himself, and he leaves it there. Afkuri mafker lehu, we know he's given up on it. There's been yeush, and therefore, if you find it there, you can pick it up. Batzer mihachi, but if it's less area than that, means closer than that, tarech v'hadar ati v'shakel lehu, then he's going to trouble himself. He'll come back and he'll pick it up. V'lo mafker lehu, and therefore he's not mafker it, and that's why we picked kav b'arba amot, based on what a person will normally go back to pick up. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah wants to test this kav b'arba amot thing. And his basic question is it an issue of space or is it an issue of amount of stuff? Chatzi kav b'shtei amot mahu. What if you take the same ratio and have half a kav within shtei amot? Or kav b'arba amot time amai mishum d'nafish t'chayu. Is it because it's hard to gather stuff from four amot? But here it's only two amot, so it's easy to gather. Lo mafkir lehu, so he's not mafkir. Or dilma mishum d'loch shivi. Maybe because a kav is not that important. So therefore, if it's a half a kav, even though it's in a smaller area, he's mafker it also. Now flip it. What if you have two kav, but over 10, 8 amot? Is it because it's a big tircha? Certainly here it's a big tircha, it's twice as big. Odilma, the other side is Vishum Daloch Shivi. Maybe it's because this stuff's not important. But here you have twice as much fruit, so maybe it is Chashuv enough that Lomafkelu, you won't give up on it, you'll go back and get it. And now he asks another side of the question. Kav Shum Shivin Bar Mamma. What if you have a kav of sesame seeds? In other words, a kav of sesame seeds is a lot more sesame seeds worth a lot more money. Kav is the reason that we said a kav within four amot is just not that important. But these are important because they're worth a lot more. Maybe it's because of the tircha. Certainly, it's much harder to gather sesame seeds. They're smaller. Certainly, you're mafka them because it's hard to put them together. Again, Rabbi Yirmiyah is trying to cut. So Rabbi Yitzchak's ruling of kav ba'ar ba'amot, is it really because the difficulty of gathering together, or is it because the amount is just not worth going back for? And now, kav tamir bar bamot, kav rimoni bar bamot. What if you have big fruits like dates and pomegranates, which a kav, it's easier to collect, but on the other hand, they're worth even less because there are fewer of them. Kav bamot amamai mishum daloch shivi. Is it because they're not that important? So kav tamir bar bamot, kav rimoni bar bamot, nami kevin daloch shivi. They're certainly not that important. Mafkelahu. Maybe because it's such a big tircha to gather wheat, let's say, over that area. But these things are easy to gather because they're big, so there's not a big tircha. So the question is, does the same shiur apply? The answer is to all of these, teiku. In other words, we did not know what Rabbi Yitzchak's reason for saying kav bi'arbamot is. Is it because the difficulty of gathering them together, a person gives up on them, or because the amount of stuff is just not all that significant, he's not going to go back and gather? Okay, here we go with the big discussion. Itmar. Yehu shalomidat. What is Yehu shalomidat? It means you dropped something, you weren't aware you dropped it. Once you, as we see in a few moments, once you become aware of your drop, you say, I'll never get it again because it has no simanim, it has no markings on it. Question is, if somebody picked it up in the meantime, before you found out about it and gave up on it, had you already considered giving up? Abaye amar lo have yeush. Abaye says, not yeush. Rav amar have yeush. And big difference is, if you pick it up after the guy dropped it, but before he found out he dropped it, was that a legitimate pickup? Now, b'dover sheish bo simen, let's clear the decks. First of all, b'dover sheish bo simen, if it's something that has a simen on it, has your name on it, something like that, kuli amar lo pli yigidu lo have yeush. It's certainly not yeush. Because even if you hear afterwards the guy says, ah, I'm never going to get it, because when the guy originally picked it up, he picked it up b'isur, because since it has a simon, he wasn't allowed to pick it up and keep it for himself, he had to announce it. So that's not called yeush. Why? Because when the guy finds out that it fell, he's not mit yeush. He says, my name is on it, I have a tie on it, I have a red ribbon on it. You have a simana, I'll publicize my siman, Shakil, and then I'll get it back. So later on, he gives up on it because he can't find it. But in the meantime, he wasn't midyayish right away because it has a siman. On the other hand, bizuto shal mishluto shal nahar, if it fell into the sea or was dragged by a river, alvagav de'itbe siman, if it has a siman, we'll see this at the end of this podcast, rachman asharye, it's mutter. Why? We'll see later on. So kipligi, and we'll see that at the end of this podcast. Kipligi b'davar she'en bo siman. The machloket Abaye and Rava is about something which has no siman. Abaye amar lo have yeush. Why is it not yeush? Tahalo yad d'nafal mineh. The guy doesn't know it fell from him. Rava amar have yeush. Why? D'lechi yad d'nafal mineh yeyayish. When he finds out it fell, he's mit yeyayish. Therefore, we drag the yeush all the way back to the moment that it really fell, even though he wasn't aware of it. That's the machloket. Why? Why is the guy? He says, I don't have any simon. I realized I had a hole in my pocket. I lost these coins. I don't have any simon on the coins. So he's mityayish, sort of retroactively from when it fell. Okay, now we're going to see a bunch of challenges, the first few challenges to Abaye from our Mishnah and from other places. Toshma, Perot, and Fuzarin. Our Mishnah said that if you find fruit spread out, now, halo yadud nafamine, the guy doesn't know it fell, so why are you allowed to pick it up? That's Yehosh Shalomidat. The answer is, we already explained it. We're talking about a case where the guy does know it fell. That was when he was cleaning out his granary. That's not a challenge. Okay, next. Toshma ma'ot mefuzarot, the spread out coins that we had in our Mishnah. The guy didn't know they fell. The answer is, hatam nami. That's also a case where he knew. Rabbi Yitzchak, this we had earlier in the first parak. People check their money pouch all the time. So therefore, the minute it fell, he became aware it fell. So when you pick it up, it's already aveda midat. Okay, Toshma, the next piece in our Mishnah, Igulei dveila v'kikorot shel nachtomi. Find fig cakes or loaves, harelu shelo amai, v'halo yadon alfamine. Again, the guy doesn't know it fell. Satam nami, agav diakiri, made the yadabahu. These things are heavy, so you feel that they're gone. So again, it's aveda midat. So in other words, we're explaining that all the cases in our Mishnah are things where the guy immediately was aware that they were lost. Since there was no siman, he gave up on them. Toshma, u'shanot shel argaman. We had the purple strips. Those aren't heavy, and those aren't things you feel in your money pouch. Reilu shelo. Same question. My halo yadon afamine. Same question. Hatam nami, agav dechshivi mishmushim imashvishvu. Since they're so important, you're always feeling them. You know, when you're, when you got an important item in your pocket, whether it's an important gift you're giving to somebody or tickets to an expensive concert, you're always going to be checking your pocket to make sure they're there. Same thing here. Uchra Rabbi Yitzchak. Same thing with the money pouch. As the money pouch. Toshma. Now this is from a bright. Let's say you find money in a shul or in a beis medrash. Or anywhere where the people come to a lot of, etc. Harelu shalom. They're yours. Because the people immediately give up on them. But the guy didn't know that it fell. So here we get back to Rabbi Yitzchak. People check the money pouch. So again, in the base vendors, the guy checks his money pouch, sees that a coin is missing, and knows he's not going to get it back, so there's aveda midat. This is a Mishnah in Peah. Leket, as you know, is after the harvesters come through, the poor people come and they're able to collect the seeds that fall. At some point, though, that becomes mutter to everybody, hefker to everybody. When is that? When the nemoshot walk through. Who are the nemoshot? Yochanan save da azliya tigra. It's the old men who walk back with the basket. Now, it's the second wave of harvesters. Okay, the question is, why am I allowed to get it? It's a brilliant question. The anim locally have given up because they've already gone through. There's anim in another town who haven't been mityayish because they didn't see that these guys came through. So why is it now hefker? It belongs to the anim. So since they're anim locally, hanachmi karmi yushamiyayish. The guys in another town gave up at the beginning. Those anim in that town are going to collect it. We never had access. So it's not as if the anim in another town ever thought they were going to have access to it. Okay, toshma. Tziopa derech. Let's say you find cut up fig pieces out in the road. Filu betzad sadek tziot, or you find it next to a field that has a bunch of figs. Mechein teinan otala derech, or a fig tree that's leaning over the road. Matzad teinim tachtein, you find figs underneath it. In other words, you find stuff that's not connected to the ground and not connected to the tree, but its context indicates that it's owned by someone. Mutarot mishum gezel, there's no gezel, you could take it. Ufterot mina maser, you don't have to take maser because it's basically a rye. But if it's not figs, but rather olives or carobs, then asur. Now, the reisha is not a challenge to Abaye, who says mutar, because agav dechshiv mashmesh behu. Since these trees are important, you're always checking them, and since you see they're gone, it's aveda midat, made a yudil de natra. So you know that things fell off the tree, because it's an important thing, a fig tree. It's a part of man's business. He sees that it's gone, so he's mafis miyayich. Let me say for the Rav Akasha. But the Sefer that says Zitim and Charuvim are Asur is a challenge to Rava, because Rava said Yeush Shalomidat is Yeush. Tanim is Zitim and Charuvim Asur. Ravahu Shani Zayi Toil Vachazutomochia Chalav. Here's the deal. An olive tree, you can see it, and you can see where stuff has fallen off. The Alvagav Denatrin Zaytim made the idea. Even though they fell off, he knows exactly where they are. Duchta the Inish Inishu. Because he knows exactly where they've fallen off. So in other words, he hasn't given up on them at all. It's not that there's Yeush Shalomidat or Yeush at all. He plans to go get them. See, Achia filu reishanami, so why not with the figs? Our papa, tenaim filatani meset. That's because a fig, when it falls, gets disgusting and he doesn't want to have it anymore. So toshma, but that's not true about olives or carobs that have harder outsides. Toshma, haganav shenatal mizem natan mizeh. Let's say a ganav stole and he gave it to another guy. Chin gazlan shenatal mizem natan mizeh. Or a gazlan did that. Let's say the Jordan River took something, you know, something got swept into the river and then it shot it up on the bank on somebody else's field. The transaction, as it were, is valid. So, Gazlan v'Yarden, I understand where the Gazlan takes it. I see it, he took it from me. The Yarden, I see the river swept it away from me. But this, of course, is a challenge to Rava, because the ganav snuck into my house when I wasn't looking. I don't know what's gone. So how come his transaction is valid? There's no yeush. So Tirgama Papa Belistim is when Papa said to defend Rava, this is to defend Abaye. He said we're talking about Listim Mizuyan. We're talking about an armed robber. So you do know about it. See, Achyanu Gazlan, as we had several times in Baba Kama, then it's a Gazlan. Why is it Gazlan or a Ganav? The answer is Trey Gavni Gazlan. Same answer we had in Baba Kama. There's two kinds of Gazlan, an armed robber and an unarmed robber, but none of them is a Ganav here. Toshma, Shataf Nahar Korav Eitzav Avanav. Let's say a river swept down your trees, your beams, whatever, your rocks, and they plopped them in somebody else's field. Hare'ilu Shalom, then it belonged to the second guy. Why nation Yashua Balim? Because the Balim gave up. Tom and Yashua Balim, it's only because we know they gave up. Hastam Alo, if we don't know they gave up, it doesn't belong to them. Supports Abaye. So we're talking about a case where the guy could save them, so it really isn't Yeush at all. So Yachayim Aseifim, and Yahayu Balim Radfim Achareim Chayav Lachzir. So take a look at this. The Seif, it says if the owner was running after these things next to the river, try to get them, then you have to return them. So Ibe Cholim Mahatzil, my Yirmir Adfim, that if this kind of thing that you could save anyways, why do you need the guy to be running after them? We're talking about, let's say, about a slow river where you could get access, or a shallow river. So Filimen Miradfim Nami. So Achmaskinan Be Cholim Mahatzil Yad Chak. You could save it with a lot of difficulty. Miradfim Lo Yayush. If you see the guy running after it, you know that he's not giving up. And Miradfim Yayush Meyayush. If the guy's not running after it, then you have to assume Yayush. And then he knows about it, and it's Yayush Midat. Okay, now we're going to take a little, not a tangent exactly, but a little tour through the world of Trumot. The Mishnah at the beginning of Trumot says that if you take Truma from somebody else's property, meaning you go into somebody else's thing, you try to fix their grain by separating Truma, it's no good. That's Torim Shalomidat. So Toshma, Kein Tzadam, Torim Shalomidat, Torim Truma, when is it Truma? Let's say you went into somebody else's field, and you took stuff without asking, you separated Truma without asking. If it seems like it might be gezel, it's not truma. If not, then it is truma. How are you going to figure out if it should be considered like gezel? The answer is simple. If the balabait comes and finds him, and says, go to the nicer stuff. If there really is nicer stuff, truma, then it really is truma, because the balabait is clearly really directing you there. If not, then he's being facetious, and he really meant you shouldn't have taken it all, and it really was gezel, and then the truma is no good. Now, let's say that the Baalim themselves went and collect, and they added on to it. So whether you find nicer stuff or not, by his actions, he's confirming your designation of truma, and it's good. Now, here's the question. But when we say truma is valid, Amai, why is the truma valid? Be'ina the tarm halo havayada. After all, when you took truma, the guy didn't know about it. Which means there was no yeush, jeush shalomidat, and only according to Rava will it work, the challenge to Abaye. So Tirgama Rava, libet Abaye. Rava came to the defense of Abaye, interesting. And he said to Shavi Shliach, this case really won't support me at all, because we're talking about a case where the guy who's taking it is a Shaliach that the Balabaye designated. Of course, if it's a Shaliach, we have to wonder how come it might not work. We'll see. If the guy wasn't a shaliach, we have a truma to truma. This truma would never be good. If whether they took the best stuff or not the best stuff. We have this at the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin. The phrase in the context of trumat masera, kein tarimu gamatem, is the rabot shluchachem, extends to a shaliach. Just like when you take, it's to your own intent, your shliach has to take it according to your own intent. I mean, somebody can't appoint himself shliach to separate your truma. So the only way this guy's truma would ever be good, no matter what he took, gezel, not gezel, would only be if you appointed him. So he has to be your shliach. So how come it might not be good? It must be a case where you made him a shliach. You told him to take truma. You didn't tell him which stuff to take from. So, for instance, in this case, the balabai generally takes from the middle grade stuff. And this guy went and took from the best stuff. And the balabai came and found him. And then he said, go get the nicest stuff. So then, imin so yafot mehan trumato truma, imav in trumato truma. Okay, good. So then how do we interpret his words? If there really is nicer stuff, he means, if you're going to take nice stuff, take the best, and he's supporting it. If on the other hand, he says, take the nicer stuff, and there isn't nicer stuff, then he's being facetious. And we hear a story to sort of kind of support this orientation. Amemar umar zutra v'ravashi. His three great amoraim. Ikalu lebustana demari bar Isak. They came to Mari bar Isak's garden. Aiti arise tamri v'rimoni v'shada kamayu. His sharecropper came and brought him some fruit. But it's unclear that the sharecropper really had the permission to do so. Amemar Ravashi achli, they ate. Or zutra lo achli, he didn't want to eat. He thought it was gezel. Adahachi ata mari bar Isak. Then the owner came. Ashkechinu, he found them. Ve'amarle le'arisei, said to a sharecropper, Milo aiti lohu le'rabon rehanach shapirta. Why didn't you give them the really good stuff? So then the two who were eating said to Marzutra, Hashta milo achamor, now why aren't you eating? Now you see that the owner confirms the choice of fruit. I taught him, Nisuya fot me'an trumato truma. After all, in truma we said that if there really is nicer fruit, then that means that the Baal Bayit is confirming it. That statement of klachetz liyafot, go get the nicer stuff, and he is really confirming it if there really is nicer stuff, is only in the context of truma. Because that's a mitzvah to give truma. V'nechale, the guy's happy that, okay, if you're going to give nice stuff, give the best stuff. Aval hacha, in this case, b'shum ksitufa hu da'amar hachi. The Mari bar Isak's a nice guy, and he simply didn't want to embarrass his sharecropper. He said, you know what, give nicer stuff. But he really didn't want to give anything, necessarily. So it really is gezel, so I don't really want to take it. Okay? Toshma. Now, if you recall, in the context of hechsher letuma, food can only become tamei, tumat ochlin, if it got wet first. And the liquid has to be something that came on, either you put it on or you were happy that it was on, as we'll see in a moment. Odehu atal aleihem, let's say that you had some fruit and some dew fell on it, and while the dew was on it, samach, you were happy about it, said, oh, I'm glad it got wet. Hareza b'chiyutan, then it fulfills the b'chiyitain maim alzera, and now it can become tamei. Negavo afalpisha samach, if it got dried off, and then you found out it had dew, and then you said, oh, I'm glad it had dew, and a mechiyutan, that's no good. Time of my why? Lavishum de la marina came and digwai milton the hashta nechale mi kar nami nechale. Isn't that because it proves that just because we find out later that you were happy about something, it doesn't retroactively generate intent for you from when you didn't know about it. Therefore, this is a challenge against Rava, because just because we recover, you were mityayish when you found that you lost it, doesn't mean that you were mityayish originally. And the answer is shani hatam. That doesn't disprove Rava. Dichtiv ki yitain ad shi yitain. It has to be that you really put the water on it. So if that's the case, then even in the resha it shouldn't be mukshar because the towel fell on its own. The answer is hatam ki Rav Papa. This is Rav Papa's famous resolution. Rav Papa Rami. Dichtiv ki yitain v'karina ki yutan. The words in the Torah are yod taf nun. Nun. Spelled yitain. But we read it yutan, means in the passive. Haketzad, how do we reconcile that? By inan ki yutan dum yitich yitain. If it falls on its own, it has to be as if you put it. Ma yitain ladat af yutan nami ladat. Just like when you put it, it's your intent. So similarly, if it falls on its own, it has to be your intent. Okay, toshma. De'am Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shmuel ben Yotzadak. Minayin lavedash tafan nahar shimuteret. This we had on the first Talmud, and we said that we would already demonstrate this. How do we know that if the river takes an aveda down, anybody can take it? Anything that's lost and you find. Meaning, what's the halacha of a shavas aveda? Only mishavuda himenu mitsuyamu etzol kol adam. It's something that you lost, but anybody else could have access to it. It's in the street, it's in the back, somewhere. As opposed to this one, which is lost from you, but nobody else can get it either. It's in the river. So therefore, he says, even if something like that happened with a siman, you don't have to return it. V'isura dumi dehetera. And now we're going to parallel that to the things that you have to return and you're not allowed to keep. Ma'atera bein de'ipas siman bein de'leipas siman shara. Just like this heter of things that fall in the river, you can keep whether or not they have a siman. Af isura bein de'ipas siman bein de'leipas siman asura. Similarly, when you find something, whether or not it has a siman, if it was found in a normal place, you have to. Yet you're not allowed to keep it. Whether or not it has a siman, if the Baal wasn't mityayish. Tiyufta de Rava. Tiyufta. Rava's position that Yehush Shalom Idat is Yehush has been refuted. And Hilchataka Vatayde Abaye B'Yal Kagam. And indeed, this is one of the six cases where we rule like Abaye against Rava. This is the Yod of Yal Kagam. Take a look at Rashi, you'll see what the other five cases are. Enim Zomim, and Lechi, and Kiddushin Shalom Sulabiyah, and Gilui Dait Begita, and Mumel Teyavon. Okay. Rashi. One final note on this. Since Rava got refuted, how are we able to eat dates that get knocked off by the wind? The owner doesn't know about it yet. How are we allowed to eat them? There are vermin that get into these things, so the minute that they're on the tree even and they're loose enough to get blown off by the wind, the owner is already mityayish. So yad milav bnei mechilin in humai. What if they're owned by an orphan? An orphan can't give mechila. So I'm relay ba'agada ba'arad yad milav mechaskina. We don't assume that every tree is owned by an orphan. Most of them are not. So we go off to the rove. So muchzak vomen mai. What if it really we know it's owned by an orphan? Krachta mai. What if there's a fence around the tree? So I'm relay asira. And he says, yeah, then you're really not allowed to. If we know that something's owned by an orphan and it falls off and the orphan didn't yet know that it fell off, then indeed you're not allowed to eat it because there is no mechila. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up, Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur at Krichot. We'll start looking at some of the items that are listed in the Mishnah that are mitziot shalom. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.